Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's been a lot of discussion of the Pirates. I heard Joe do a bunch of his show on it today. He had John Parrotto on talking about the state of the team. No free agent signings of no other than bringing McCutchen back. So that's not even adding to the team. That's just trying to
trading for
keep
Spencer
it.
Horwitz.
Yep, the Spencer Horwitz deal, but you gave up Luis Ortiz there, so you could even argue you're not really making your team better there. It's just trading a surplus for a deficit there.
You hope.
Good jack-of-all-trades pitcher for a guy that got on base a lot at first base, which was a position of need. I mean, really, the question here is a matter of how much you blame the Pirates versus how much you blame Major League Baseball, because I do think, my opinion is that this situation mirrors, when it comes to the Steelers, how we chop up blame between Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney. Because you've said, Chris, and I agree with you, like Rooney is the guy at the very top that makes the whole thing possible for Mike to have carte blanche and have no consequences and no repercussions.
Rooney sets the tone of no urgency regardless of what his words actually say.
Right. So when the commissioner or when the league allows for a system where you don't have to spend, and if you're looking to make money, it really is not connected with winning whatsoever. There's like proof from people that do the business of baseball and the economics of the sport that the Astros were actually more profitable the years where they were losing 110 games a season than they were the years they were winning the World Series. So when you have that in effect and there's no like impetus or no reason for Major League Baseball to go to a team like the Pirates or the Marlins or any of these teams that really don't spend and say, do this or else, because it's not, they don't look at it like it's going to really help the overall health of the game whatsoever.
If these teams were publicly owned, Pony, some of the ones you say like the Astros who turned a profit greater when they were losing a ton of games, and there was the whole idea that they owed it to their shareholders to try to bring back maximum value, right? I could understand it, but aren't teams to some extent supposed to be the playthings of the ultra rich? Like you're supposed to do what Steve Cohen's doing. Just spend money willy-nilly because that you want to win. Like, and it's an accounting error for him. No matter, we're all laughing. Like, oh my God, Juan Soto got $750 million.
Yeah.
Steve Cohen's going to make that much money this year. Like, I think people's minds get out of whack with that. And you realize, like, even the people that are undercapitalized compared to Steve Cohen have a ton of money. This might surprise you. When I do my blame chop up here, I put the blame on Major League Baseball first. I do not put it on the Pirates / Bob Nutting or anybody else. If Major League Baseball had a problem with how teams were being run from the financial perspective, i.e. like this is a black mark for the league that payrolls are so low in certain places, not just Pittsburgh. I feel like Rob Manfred has ways that he could compel behind the scenes those owners to start putting money towards free agent players, or else he would make their lives miserable. But I think Major League Baseball is very much fine with how the Pirates and several other small market shops are run. And as long as every so often one of those teams goes on a run and makes it reasonably deep into the playoffs, baseball can point to its system and say, see, this works fine. Here are the Royals winning the 2015 World Series. Here are the Royals making it last year.
Here's the Guardians going to the ALCS.
Here are the Guardians. They made it to the ALCS.
Here's the Rays that, if not for a pitching decision by a manager, might
probably
have won
win
a
it
World
all.
Series.
Yeah, like I think baseball is the greater villain here, specifically the commissioner's office, because I don't think Rob Manfred has any issue with this. I really don't.
I'm not trying to run cover for the owner here, who's obviously reviled, and there were chants at Pirate Fest over the weekend, and Travis Williams, the president of the team, said that he's not selling the team. He said that in no uncertain terms, so you know it's not like fans can keep their fingers crossed and hope that someone's going to come in on a white horse and save the team. There's no Mark Cuban. There's no Thomas Tall. There's nobody here that is going to be the rescue steward for this team. 90%, if not more, of the venom and disdain and disgust that fans have here is directed at the owner. And I hear very little directed at the commissioner and at the sport or the league in general.
I feel like the commissioner part, though, is abstract. Like easier to direct.
He's a puppet for them. So he's like the personification of what I'm talking about. He's like the symbol of what I mean.
I know. I think people view that part of it in the abstract for the most part. They still just look one-to-one and say, like, why isn't the owner spending more? But, like, I think the idea that I tried to articulate is just not one that gets considered a lot.
They've created a league, and they've fostered an environment, and they've allowed for it, where teams can do this.
I mean, do you think it's any coincidence that Oakland finally gets out of Oakland and goes to Sacramento, and even though they're going to be playing in a joke of a minor league stadium, they're suddenly spending? I feel like that's not coincidental.
The payroll jumped up when the Pirates opened PNC Park and they went out. They didn't make like gigantic splashy moves, but they were way more active than they ever were.
I guess my point here is very simple. They got what they wanted, baseball and the A's owner, Fisher. And so I don't think it's coincidental that maybe Fisher on his own was just happier to spend some of the money he had, and that Manfred might have nudged him and said, hey, you're going to go.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Like, Manfred might have nudged him behind the scenes and said, hey, you're
like
getting
like a quid pro quo.
Yeah, you're getting what we want and what you wanted. You're eventually going to play in Vegas. You have the money. We know you have the money. Time to start spending.
You
got
to drum up interest and drum
up
support
in this
team. Here's
Luis Severino. Like, yeah, here are some players that are going to get people a little bit excited
here.
Yeah,
now that you're going to a destination like Vegas, you got to act like you care about what the product looks like.
I think that is a very real possibility. Do you find that to be completely like out of left field as an idea goes? Because I don't.
No, I don't. I don't feel like there's ever been any pressure whatsoever put on the Pirates by Major League Baseball to be more active in free agency or trade markets or anything
like
that.
The only time baseball ever stepped in to do anything to or against the Pirates was when the Josh Bell thing happened. And then a bunch of big market owners like John Henry in Boston were very pissed off that the Pirates were circumventing the system in a way I lauded them for, because I thought, okay, yep, like this is what you're going to do, good strategy. And suddenly you have capped draft class pools.
I mean, none of that is to say that they shouldn't still sign a free agent to a multi-year deal. But when I think about it, even if they did, like Santander was the guy that I think when he signed last night with Toronto, like, not that I think many Pirates fans were hopeful, but he was the last guy that played a position that made sense for the Pirates to invest a significant amount of money in that player to come here.
Because he was the kind of player that has what they so often lack, which is power.
Power, and he plays right field.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happened, Donnie Woody get $95 million from Toronto.
Over how many years?
Four. Dude, I thought it was 90.
So we got 90 over how long? Do we know? Look that up. Because right now, the projected payroll for the Pirates is $79 million. Okay? With the Scott signing by the Dodgers last night and the Yates signing, two closers today, or setup men, closers and setup men. Bob Nightingale of USA Today projects their payroll at $380 million for this year. You have the number for Santander?
5 years, 92.5.
So about $18.5 million.
So,
a little more than.
So add that in. That still gets them under $100 million. That still has the Dodgers at close to $400 million. So even if we were to get that great, like, manna from heaven, ray of sunshine, ray of hope move.
Mm-hmm. So you're still saying it's like a drop in the bucket.
There's still a $300 million gap between the two teams. They've still created a system that allows for that amount of difference between two teams. Could you imagine if that were acceptable in the NFL?
Steelers would never compete.
But I'm just saying, like, a team like the, let's say the team like the, you know, the Cowboys had a $300 million
payroll.
Wasn't
2011 that one uncapped year where it actually happened? But I don't think any team...
No, it didn't really end up... I thought the CBA got done right before the season started.
I could have swore we had something resembling an uncapped year. But yeah, I mean... Well, the NFL's product is also easier to make into a true national product with national television deals and true, like, parity.
Right, that's why... that's why my opinion is baseball has no real incentive to help and lift teams like the Pirates up, because they don't think it's good for their bottom line.
The truth of the matter is what happened this year, Dodgers-Yankees, if baseball could guarantee that every year in the World Series, they would take it.
Yes.
Or Dodgers-Mets,
yes.
I guess, technically.
I've whoever was the first to coin it is right. The Pirates merely exist for teams like the Dodgers and Cubs to fill out their schedule.
I mean, I guess it's just...
They exist to be the Washington Generals of Major League Baseball to those teams.
Yeah,
and once in a while, David slays Goliath, and there's an underdog, and there's a little Cinderella
story. Would it even matter, though, if we went 10 years without a single Cinderella story and it was just big market titans every time?
No, because they'd be rolling in the money, and guess what? Those small market owners
would also be getting the revenue sharing.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I guess, like, I'm just pointing this out. This isn't, like, an opinion. It just, I think it lays bare the cynicism of the whole thing. Like, you're supposed to believe on some level that pro sports... that everybody involved wants to win, and it is very clear in baseball, more than in any other sport, that that is not actually the case. It's easier to make an argument for, like, that Art Rooney doesn't understand right now or is out of touch with what it takes to win, or that the Penguins' new ownership group is trying to hold on to past glories that they weren't part of to sell tickets, like, maybe a little bit cynical. Baseball's the only league, I think, where you can look at it and say, there might be 12 to 14 owners every year who just genuinely don't have a real interest in winning. It's an annuity. And there are probably 7 or 8 teams that I would say genuinely want to win, and then, what, another 10 that are just like, whatever happens, happens?
Well, when you say generally want to win, I think what you mean is they're going to do things, like they're going to take financial risks in order to win. Like, I think even the owner here wants to win, but ideally they want it done in the way that players get developed. They do it like the A's and Rays
do.
So only
on their terms.
You they're good. You develop them. You trade them for new young guys. They come in here. They're good.
That's a hamster wheel,
help,
though.
Yes.
That's a hamster wheel. What do fans have to seize onto? Like, to the extent that teams are supposed to be a source of civic pride and almost a public trust in some ways, that the ideal is that they're run that way. Cohen's running the Mets like that. What do people in markets like Pittsburgh have to hold on to? Hey, guess what? We signed Andrew McCutchen. We had our best 3-year run with him as the centerpiece. He went elsewhere, but isn't this great? He liked it so much here, he wanted to finish his career here. Like, in the end, what a cold comfort that is, man.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.